Welcome to the ProSoft Podcast, where we talk about the technology and trends of industrial automation. I'm your host, Ian McIntosh, and in this episode, I'm talking with Brian Allport, who will walk us through the adaptation of wireless communication solutions in the automotive industry and how this is helping manufacturers to meet market demands. It's a fascinating topic, so here is our discussion. Welcome to the podcast. Today, I'm talking with Brian Allport, a product manager at ProSoft Technology, and he'll be telling us about wireless communications in the automotive material handling space. So, Brian, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, just to get started, what does an automotive plant want to do? What's important for them?
Yeah, this is an interesting topic. And in preparing for this, I was thinking through, why do I think this is so interesting? And it's probably because everybody's got a car. So automotive plants are one of the few things that touch everyone, which is cool. If we take a step back and look at what an automotive company wants from a marketing and business perspective. Sure, they're in business to make money and sell cars, but how do they do that? A lot of it has to do with maintaining a strong brand in the market, high quality, meeting their customers' needs. And we're in an interesting time where vehicles are having more and more features, obviously than ever before, but some incredibly high-end technical features. And these cars are able to be more unique from other cars than ever before. So what these car manufacturers are doing, what makes this manufacturing environment so difficult, is developing and putting together so many different SKUs, so many different models of the same car on one manufacturing line. It's a really unique thing. So if we look at the vehicles that are in most demand in the world, and we look at how much time we have. So let's say, for example, an automotive company is working three shifts. I'm pulling my calculator out here. They're working three shifts, which means 20 hours a day. There's 60 minutes in an hour times 20 hours a day is 1,200 minutes a day that they're producing. Times 365, is that the number we should use for years? Let's do it. No holidays. Tough business. Times 365 days is 438,000 minutes in a year. There are three car manufacturers that sell one model of car that are close to or over that number, which means these car manufacturers are producing and selling more than one car a minute. That's a difficult thing to do.
Wow.
If you take a step back and think about that, that's crazy. So the other interesting metric is an automotive assembly line costs about $700 million to put together. Because you've got a ton of huge, powerful robots moving some very heavy equipment around, $700 million. Wow. So you've got a huge investment in a facility that's trying to produce a sellable car per minute. So from the industrial electronics standpoint, what's the most important thing? The most important thing is uptime.
Wow, manufacturing a car every 60 seconds or thereabouts. It's unimaginable. I can't even comprehend that. So, with that said, what are some applications in this crazy endeavor where wireless communication is recommended or required? And maybe you could also just give us an overview of the major processes that go on in a auto manufacturing plant.
Yeah, that's a good question. So let's picture an automotive factory. And the way that I see them is giant building the size of two football fields, cement slabs as floors. And in this building, you can picture a giant conveyor system going from one end to the other end and back, up and down, all around. Looks like the cover of a Dr. Seuss book. The major technologies for moving material, for moving the vehicle, for moving the chassis, for moving the suspension system, the major technologies that they use are AGVs, AGCs, rotating carriers, skillet systems, and electrified monorail. So let's start with the more historic stuff. So the skillet system. We can picture a skillet like a 100-car roller coaster. And this roller coaster, each car is a big flat piece of wood on two rails, just like roller coasters. And on this big flat piece of wood is really a big airbag with the car sitting on top of the airbag. And the skillet system could be connected by a giant chain. And as this chain's getting pulled by a motor, the skillet moves very slowly through the work cells. And the skillet is big enough for the car and for up to four employees to install the parts to the car. And in each work cell, the employee can get off that skillet, move on to the next one. And based off what work is being done in that work cell, that airbag can go up and down to put the vehicle in an ergonomic and safe position for the employees to work. An EMS is an electrified monorail system. It's just a rail with, you can picture a hook holding something like an engine. And a lot of times that goes over, it could be a skillet, and it drops an engine into the chassis and the car keeps moving on the skillet.
Yeah, sure.
Everything's a little connected. Rotating carriers are used a lot of times instead of skillets, where instead of the vehicle being on an airbag on a skillet, it's basically hooked in to, on each side, front and back, to a giant rotating carrier that spins the car around based off the type of work that's being done. Again, for ergonomic reasons. So it can flip the car all the way around. It's pretty interesting. And then the newer technology. So if we picture everything I just mentioned, there's fixed rail. There's construction that needs to happen to put them in. It's expensive and it takes a long time to build. And there's not a lot of customization. The newer technologies are auto-guided vehicles or auto-guided carts. Those are just little robotic carts that follow a pre-programmed path and have a little bit of intelligence so they know what to do when. Sensors all around, cameras, stuff like that. Wi-Fi, wireless, industrial wireless, is what makes AGVs work. That's how you connect that to the system. Before, everything was connected physically. You didn't need that much smarts. The benefits you get from smarts are everything I just said, plus diagnostics. Diagnostics are important because it leads to greater uptime. So where industrial wireless fits in these systems is to really connect these moving skillets or carriers or vehicles or carts to the rest of the manufacturing environment. So you have carts bringing parts to laborers on the skillet at certain parts. You have vehicles taking the car off of a skillet to another area of the manufacturing environment. Everything's connected. It's really interesting to see.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. That's a really good explanation of those processes. Given that, how is wireless communication being used in those processes?
The number one thing that wireless enables an automotive manufacturer to do is no longer require what they call monuments. So a monument would be something like the EMS or the skillet system or the rotating carrier that requires a big fixed piece of equipment on a rail where you dig trenches, you pour cement, and you throw metal bars down.
It's permanent.
It's permanent.
It's a permanent part of the building.
So you can use wireless on those. You can get extra diagnostics from them. You can get more connection from it. It's good. But the real feature, what benefits wireless really enables, is the use of AGVs and AGCs more often, where they're lower cost up front. I've heard a metric where they're about half the price of a monument that does the same tasks.
Wow.
And instead of requiring, instead of requiring months and weeks to change a production line, you can do it in a day with a little bit of code. So I see that being really important in the future, especially as car models refresh. You no longer need to retool an entire production line. You can just recode a few AGVs.
Wow. And just make all the adjustments you need.
With an intern who knows how to code.
Wow. That's pretty incredible.
So these AGVs can allow greater uptime because if there's an issue, you can just pull that single vehicle out. It's not connected to the rest of the system like everything else. If there's an issue at a certain work cell, it doesn't slow down the entire production line. It just slows down that AGV and the AGVs behind it, but those things will be able to make up time eventually.
Right, because they're not locked to a track.
They're independent.
Exactly. And that does illustrate the big advantages of AGVs, certainly, but wireless communications in general. Well, having heard all that, what are the challenges that plant operators face implementing wireless communications?
Yeah, just like everything in this world, nothing's perfect, right? So you do get a lot of benefits with wireless, but it does introduce an opportunity for some challenges in a complicated manufacturing space. And just like any of our IT teams would know, occasionally Wi-Fi is difficult to set up. So an issue that could be seen in a busy manufacturing environment with a lot of connected devices is radio frequency channel availability. So what channels in the 2.4 gigahertz or the 5 gigahertz bands can you use for that system? And how do you make sure that that channel doesn't get in the way of different systems? Especially when IT departments require Wi-Fi for their employees in the same areas where you require Wi-Fi for your machines.
Right. Everybody needs Wi-Fi all the time.
Especially nowadays.
Yeah. So how do you approach that problem?
So it's really important to have a team of experts really help integrate this Wi-Fi system. ProSoft does a good job at surveying the manufacturing environment and working closely with the integrators and the OEMs to make sure that the robots or the AGVs get what they need to do what they have to do. So the real solution really is making sure you've got the channels you need in the airspace you need it.
So channel availability is a common issue. Is there anything else that would be wireless users should bear in mind?
Yeah, so beyond the channels, the right antenna is also an important consideration.
Oh yeah, sure.
So we do a lot of business with applications requiring what we call radiating cable or leaky coax. And that is a long coax style antenna that you can put along the application. That's really useful for something like a skillet system or a EMS where the application's fixed. So the antenna is exactly where it needs to be at all times. In applications requiring mobile carriers or vehicles, we can use MIMO antennas, and ProSoft has a good selection of MIMO antennas that are perfect for manufacturing environments.
Right. That's multiple input, multiple outputs.
Yeah, that's right.
So is there anything to say about the actual radios themselves in these sorts of applications? Do people need anything special?
So what's important in a high-end manufacturing environment like this, remember we said each minute of downtime is $3,000 in cost lost out the door. That doesn't include opportunity cost from missing manufacturing parts that go out. So what's really important with a critical application like this, with so much money on the line, is a reliable, rugged, industrial-rated product. And ProSoft makes some of the most reliable products in the market, especially for these types of applications. So other benefits we have are we have a radio with an IP67 housing, which is pretty critical, even though you wouldn't picture this being an IP67 environment, IP67 meaning waterproof. But occasionally, the environment could get dirty. Something could spill. There's a lot of people there. Could be food, could be a drink, could be oil from a vehicle, could be a leak. And they need to hose everything down and clean it off. So it's designed to the specifications for an IP67 application. Okay. We've got that. That's important. And one of the best features is something we call fast roaming. And our fast roaming is one of the best in the market with a 10 millisecond tested time that defines the amount of time it takes a client to change from one access point to the other. So if you picture the client on the AGV moving around, there's access points along the manufacturing trail. As this client's moving, it needs to change from one access point to the other. And there's a lot of safety signal. There's a lot of IO going. And it's really critical to do that in the least amount of time possible. And we achieve a rate that is sure to meet any application requirements. So like the cool thing about ProSoft is we've got whatever you would need. And we've got experts that would help you install it the right way.
All right. Wow, that's a lot of information. It's been very interesting, very informative for me. And I'm sure to our listeners as well. thank you, Brian, so much for being with us today. And I hope that we can speak with you again soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Looking forward to it.
That's it for this episode. If you found the discussion interesting, be sure to check back again soon for more episodes of the ProSoft Podcast. Thanks for listening.